USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is downplaying criticism from parents that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sought input from a top teachers union in developing its school reopening guidelines.
Well, I would say first that's false. Let's take a step back and talk about how the CDC works. The CDC, it's actually longstanding best practice for the CDC to engage with organizations and groups that are going to be impacted by guidance and recommendations issued by the agency.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The exact language suggested by the powerful union was used in CDC guidance. Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized the guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck /BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest-rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
Millions could be in for a wild ride today, courtesy of Mother Nature. Large chunks of the country are under a threat for severe weather as storms are brewing from New Mexico to Delaware. There's a potential for dangerous weather across the South, including Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Tornadoes on Monday ripping through Georgia.
I just heard woo, 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 and then I heard boom, 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 boom.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, at least two people died in Georgia due to the storms. This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today is National Teacher Appreciation Day, or just National Teacher Day for short. NASA astronauts Shane Kimbrough and Megan MacArthur gave teachers a shout-out from the International Space Station.
They're here orbiting the Earth in large part due to the education that inspirational teachers provided us years ago, and who are providing that same inspiration to students throughout our nation today. We and our crewmates pay special tribute to you during Teacher Appreciation Week.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The hot topic of herd immunity is continuing to be discussed in the medical community.
The latest data from the CDC shows that 44% of Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with nearly 32% of all adults fully vaccinated. Health experts have said that number would need to be between 70 and 80% for the nation to reach a herd immunity against the virus, but it may not be necessary to reach that level to be able to return to pre-pandemic life. Dr. Ashish Jha says that he believes we can reach herd immunity, but the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that current efforts should still be able to drive infections down to a manageable level.
First, I do think that we can get there. Again, we just got to keep vaccinating. And I know that a lot of people are unsure, but if we get people off the fence and get vaccinated, I think we can get there. Second is, we don't have to get to herd immunity to get much of our lives back. Even if we get into the 60s and 70s in terms of vaccinations, I think it's going to make a massive difference. Infection numbers, we're going to plummet, maybe even earlier than that. So it'd be great to get to herd immunity, but I'm okay if we don't.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As more states lift COVID-19 restrictions, the number of people returning to the office is still at a fraction of pre-pandemic levels. Data tracker Castle Systems looked at 10 large cities and found around 26% of workers had returned to a physical office. Cities in Texas are above the average, while New York and San Francisco are below. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.